Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another great episode here with Adam and I. How are you doing today, Adam?
I'm doing good.
Well, that is
a little presumptuous to say it's going to be a great episode, but
well, every episode's a great episode, you know. Even a bad episode's a great episode.
I think every episode's a great episode, but
exactly. Of course, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today, especially, you know, the weather's a little icky out today. However, for our lovely listeners, we do have a couple things here to talk about. Good news, we are still working on our scripts. That is making progress. We are excited to bring that to you. Another thing I wanted to get into is just yesterday, a YouTuber that Adam and I like to watch, CoffeeZilla, came out with a really, really good new YouTube video where he exposed, was it over $1 billion in fraud, is how much it was?
I can't remember the total, but yeah, I mean, it was a huge project.
Like, it's insane, and it's all on a coin. Of course, it's a crypto coin. That's a super scam, and it's called SafeMoon. It was such an intricate exposure. Honestly, the video, for anyone who's out there, it's the most recently posted video. It's CoffeeZilla on YouTube. It's a banger of an episode. It's about 40 minutes long, and he goes into SafeMoon. He had people come forward that were talking about the creators of it and the fraud that was going on, and the fact that they're actively being investigated by the FBI. I mean, it is wild. Like, what were your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, I'm glad that some light is starting to come to some of these projects. It's just, I mean, the whole time I was watching it, it's like, I guess because I've been red-pilled about blockchain for a long time, you know, where it's like, it's a public ledger. It's not this thing that maybe big government tried to paint it as like, this nefarious way to move cash that nobody will ever know of. Like, it's actually the complete opposite of that. And though it might be kind of difficult to, you know, find someone's wallet, especially if they're like really careful about it, it might be really hard to narrow down somebody's wallet address. But, I mean, with like the amount of surveillance that goes on already, eventually somebody's going to find your wallet, or they're going to connect the bread, like they're going to follow breadcrumbs to your wallet. And it's just, I mean, it's amazing how just like brazen these people are with their scams, because they're doing it on a public ledger. Like, it's never going away. It's always going to be there to investigate. It's like a investigator's wet dream.
That's true. No, that is very true. That's a great way to say that. And I am very excited to see what kind of unveils from this going forward, especially in the crypto community. You and I are both pretty active in it. And you know, it'll be interesting. Like today, a lot of I don't want to use any derogatory terms or anything, but a lot of members of the SafeMoon community have been saying Coffee is just putting out like FUD, like nonstop FUD. And it's like, no, this is pretty blatant fraud, guys. Like, this is like in writing right in front of you. At this point,
they're just wild. Pulling it out of the liquidity of the coin and just taking it. I mean, you can't get any money out of a coin that doesn't have any liquidity in it. So that's basically a rug pull.
I mean, it is. He's just rug pulling it incredibly slowly so that it's not like a, you know, the usual.
I mean, the guy that made the coin had a social media presence, and he had a record of rug pulls already, and he just copied the source code of a different one. And then he didn't put his face on it, but still the CEO has been giving the original dude money the whole time. It's just like a Lex Luthor of crypto scams. And I mean, he's going to end up in jail, obviously. unless he's like a foreign national, this guy on top, that we can never get to him, but I doubt it. I think that it's going to come out, like all these scams that have been going on, because if you're hearing me say this and you don't really pay attention to it, like the amount of scams that have been going on are unbelievable. Like people that just focus on making videos about scams can't keep up with all the scams, and particularly the past couple of years. And I think it's just going to come out that it's like just a bunch of these kids who just don't know any better, or they might. I think it's just like a new version of crime, you know, just like how old people will click on phishing emails, or not even old people, but like people you and my age will even click on phishing emails.
No, that's very true.
And like people just don't, they just have too much trust, I guess, or they don't do their own research at all, because it doesn't take very long to just be like, even feel good about an investment. You have to look, you have to like find the details of it. And if anybody would have looked into like the SafeMoon, I mean, because we all fall for FOMO, you know?
And oh, it's
FOMO
true.
FOMO is all over SafeMoon. And it was through all these rallies and all these pump and dumps. And if you did ride the volume and get out, then yeah, you would have made a buck. But like at the same time, there's this notion of like diamond hands, and it's just people shoveling shit.
So that's the best way, just shoveling shit. And it's wild. Is like I love crypto, but man, there's the more and more into it I've become, and the more research I've done, and obviously this is gonna be anything you become a part of, I would assume. There's just scams everywhere. Yeah. It's so crazy. It's just infested with shit coins and other just, no lack of a better word, just dog shit. There's a lot of dog shit out there, and SafeMoon is a prime example of it. And they're just, I want to say this in a kind way for anyone that's listening, is I feel like SafeMoon's really preying on people's critical thinking skills. Like, it's really, like, a lot of people out there don't want to do their own research. A lot of people are really holding on to a dream here. And I don't fault them for that. I'm not going to blame anyone for doing that. But, like, SafeMoon's not where you should put in your eggs. You should not be putting your eggs in that basket. You know, there's a hole in the bottom of it. They're just falling right out.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm long-term bullish on crypto for sure. And I will be buying particular stuff. I don't know if I'd ever talk about what I'm going to buy, but. But I think that someone who's long-term bullish is excited about, or not excited about, people losing their money. But it's good that this stuff is happening, because crypto is just getting too big for its own britches. And, you know,
I'd say it's growing pains, I think, would be a good way to say it.
Well, you'll be able to buy it cheap.
Oh, and you definitely will. And there's still going to be projects out there that if you believe in a project and you put your money in it, it's very likely you'll get money back. There's a lot of projects out there.
In Ethereum, if you're bullish on crypto.
I've been buying it for a long time.
You don't want to do any research. Yeah.
That's a great way to start, though, to be honest. If you don't want to do any research, you just want to get in and feel relatively safe. Obviously, nothing's going to be 100%, and we're not financial advisors. Bitcoin or Ethereum are probably going to be your best initial investments, but
yeah, and then just start learning as much as you can about it.
And yeah, that was like the big thing we want to talk about there. Get that out of the way. The next thing we're going to talk about was something kind of fun. I know we briefly talked about it last week, but Adam and I got to play some of his games that he made, pseudo co-op, and it was really fun.
Yeah. So to play our games, we both had to play it at the same time, because the stuff is impossible between instances. So we got to play Chutes and Ladders. What'd you think of that one?
I really enjoyed the Chutes and Ladders. Chutes and Ladders was really fun. Honestly, I think that was my favorite one out of all the ones we played. Because I know we did. Liar's Dice was really fun, but I did really bad at it, so that took away some of my enjoyment. But it was fun. Intricately wise, Liar's Dice was definitely the most intricate game we played, just because of how you had to make it. And at least I feel that way. Chutes and Ladders was the most fun because it was super fast and easy, whereas with the Liar's Dice, there is that kind of downtime between resetting the dice, rolling the dice, and waiting for the dice to come down.
And then Stop and Go, where you get to pick the green light, red light.
That game is really, really fun too. That I actually had a lot of fun with that. I would probably say that and Chutes and Ladders are on like the same page, to be honest. The Stop and Go is what I like about Stop and Go compared to the Liar's Dice when it comes to like the quote unquote gambling aspect of it. I felt like I had a little more control in Stop and Go, you know, because I'm the one making the decision. It's not up to the dice. And I think that's what kind of helped alleviate my enjoyment of it. Because again, Liar's Dice was still fun to play. I just was atrocious at it.
Yeah. So with Liar's Dice, basically I was feeling lazy, but I wanted to make dice work. So with that one, it just all dice start up there, and I tried to make like a basically a blender that they'll fall down 100% of the time and end up on the bottom. And I think that's a fun way to randomize dice. But there's also a much more technical way to do it, which I knew how to do sort of, but I've been working on that a lot for my next game. Just with like using number pads and setting them up. It's too complicated to talk about in a podcast, but it makes the right numbers pop up. And have you ever played Farkle?
I have not.
So basically it's just a dice game that takes six dice to play. And basically I just programmed Farkle.
Okay. Into it. Now, is Farkle pretty easy to play?
Yeah, it's kind of like I guess Stop Go in the sense that you can keep gambling on. But yeah, it's super easy. I want to show it to you if you have some time.
Definitely. Yeah, I would say I will have some time coming forward. It might have to be till tonight because I know Libby just went to go get her car. For any of you who don't know, Libby's my fiance. But yeah, that's definitely something we'll definitely get into. Is that going to be another one we'd like to play together then, I assume?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. I'll be super excited to talk about that too, because if it's going to be anything like your other games, like the quality of the game is good. I think it's just a matter of like me liking the game itself. So I'm a big fan of dice games, so I think I'll enjoy this quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm excited to show it to you.
Awesome. Well, that was actually like the... Oh,
I guess like, do you see the direction I'm trying to go? Is I'm just trying to make something that's fun rather than like an adventure game that isn't fun.
No, I totally understand where you're coming from. Like, don't get me wrong. I thoroughly enjoyed Barbelda. I don't care. You know, all right. That was a fun adventure game. let's let that be known. For anyone who wants to go play a fun one, Barbelda is genuinely a fun game. The thing I like about these games, and especially for the design aspect it coming from you, because I know, you know, we're looking at trying to find out ways we could, you know, how could you properly use land on Sandbox? How can you make Sandbox enjoyable for people, other people to come in and play? And board games is a great way to do that. Everyone's played most of them. They're easy to pick up. They seem, I could be wrong here, but they seem relatively easy to make in the space and the tools that you've been given. So, you know, I think it's a great project.
Sweet, dude.
Well, I think that's all we have for today. We definitely will be having another episode coming out soon. And then thank you, Adam, of course, for coming on the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Everyone, please go watch the CoffeeZilla video. Go check out Barbelda. In fact, check out Frederick and Ferdinand. We have YouTube. We have all kinds of fun games that Adam's put up on the Sandbox. Actually, I just want to mention this before we go, too. Adam, did you get the email that Sandbox Alpha 2 concluded today?
That what?
I got the email from Sandbox. Sandbox Alpha 2 is completed as of today.
It got completed a long time ago.
I think they meant like it's going to be ending. So Alpha 3 or whatever comes up next.
Yeah, Alpha 3 is... They said it's right around the corner, but...
Alpha 2 has
been done for a while. They did reopen a couple of the levels so you could play around.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe they're saying that they're closing that up.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening. Thank you for your time, and we'll be back for another one. Bye now.